When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BT and Sal back on the field. Get back to the Coles here in a second. Yeah, it's driving me nuts here. I'm trying to arrange this thing for Saturday. We're going to the Islander game.
Yeah.
So now I got to find out who needs parking, whatever. And I'm texting with McMonagle. I'm like, you need parking or what? I don't know. I mean, if they offer it and it's limited, maybe.
Just say yes, C-Mac.
Yeah, like, come on. Either one or you don't. It's not that hard of a question. And then he goes, he goes, who's going? Same group as last year. So I sent him a list of the people that's going.
Uh-huh.
And I had it in order of like, because I'm asking people to go.
Yeah.
And I just have it. It happens to be numbered in a list. It's no particular order.
Okay.
And he's like, oh, I'm lower than Loogie on the list.
Is that what he said?
I'm out.
See, yeah, I know. Very sensitive these days.
I know he's joking around.
I know.
I was even going to preface it by saying, please don't put anything into this order.
Yeah.
It's just like me having a list here. It's not a ranking or anything like that.
Who's on the list, by the way? I mean, I pretty much know everybody, but I want to let everybody know who's showing
Gio
up.
Gio from the morning show.
Okay.
Hoff will be joining us there.
Hoff.
Hurley, Evan, Marash,
Louie,
Keith McPherson, digital guys.
Yeah.
Bogus will be going. I think we didn't get him in
last
Tiki.
Year. Tiki didn't want to hang out with the mere peasants.
Tiki, I mean, he's still invited. He didn't tell me because of his schedule for Saturday. I don't know where he's going to be.
Okay. But is he doing an NFL game, though? Well, probably Sunday.
That's what I'm saying. So he's got to wait till he probably knows now, but
okay.
I'm not sure he was really
no booms?
No, Boomer said no. He said no. Slightly declined. He had a Christmas party or something going on.
Mm.
Anyway, it's just the aggravation. Like, it's not enough I get aggravated with my wife, who wakes up this morning with, like, some sort of an edge. And I'm like, it's Monday. She's telling me about Christmas presents. And I like, after taking it for a little bit,
mm-hmm.
it got to a point where I had to say, and this is me making a rookie mistake, but I said flat out, I don't care. I don't care.
I think there's anything wrong with that. Well, I think there's worse things you could say than that.
Yeah, well.
If you really think about it, I don't care. That's actually pretty benign.
Yeah,
when you think about some of the.
I don't know about that.
Was she yelling? Like,
she was saying, like, you know, firmly about, and I'm like, I literally just woke up. I'm like brushing my teeth.
Yeah.
I'm like, I got two shows to worry about today,
uh-huh.
amongst other things.
Uh-huh.
I don't care about the Christmas stuff.
Yeah, especially if they get the hand gesture. Oh, you didn't.
I'm saying it to you like that.
But was she asking? Like, what she wants for her gifts?
No,
or what Santa's bringing
for
Sammy? If I woke up, I get hit with other stuff, but if I woke up and got hit with gifts, I'd run out of the house. What was it pertaining to?
It was like, I don't know, it was something about... Oh, what we're going to do for, I don't want to say on the air, but this person's gift.
Gotcha.
I don't care right
now. You could text me that during the middle of the day when I'm awake and I'm already immersed in the day and I've done one of my two jobs here. Then we can probably have that conversation.
Yeah.
Not like at 7:02 in the morning.
Come on. BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019. Chris is in Nanuet. What's up, Chris?
Chris.
Hey, how you guys doing? How was Thanksgiving?
Good, Chris. How are you?
Real good. What's up, buddy?
Good. So... I got 2 points. All right. One of them is a little funny. The other one's, I genuinely believe that the Jets can be better with worse quarterback play, but better management, better culture, better head coaching.
Mm-hmm.
Agreed.
Like a guy like Vrabel changed the culture. I mean, enough with this social media stuff, keeping stuff in house. You know, the Jets can be much better.
Why? Who's still, what's that?
Woody's still tweeting stupid uniforms. Okay. Oh, God.
Yeah. I mean, well, all right. So, Woody, that kind of goes into my second point. I think Sal's going to agree with me on this one. King Cohen have to come in, and BC will get on the King Cohen train finally.
You know, that would be something to buy the Jets. You're talking about?
Yes,
it would. The reason why I would love it, Chris, and thank you for the call. The reason why I would love that in particular is to have you, BT, have a little bit of conflict. Not that you don't like Cohen, but now if he comes and saves your Jets, you're going to be the one who's been singing the King song and talking about King Cohen.
It's
not happening. Jets aren't selling. What is the deal?
Don't say never.
Well, what is the deal with Woody going to London?
Like, you're a little Bezos. You're hearing a little bit, like Bezos' name is out there a little bit.
To buy the Jets?
It's probably more hope than actually, you know.
Gary V would be the one that I'd want.
Gary V is a guy to get his hooks in. Anybody other than Woody.
Right, but is Woody willing to sell? Like, me, I don't know the answer to that.
I don't know
the political stuff, but is him going to London?
No, that doesn't impact it. Okay. Chris takes over, when he was with...
But maybe they learned it last time and like, I don't want to do this.
Maybe. Christopher seems to be a little differently received than Woody by some people, in a bit of a better way, less overbearing, less behind the scenes influence here. Listen, I don't want to just start making stuff up. Would I love to see Woody Johnson sell the team 100%? Do I think he's even remotely motivated to explore what they're worth? It's just a guess. I'm not going to be irresponsible with that. But boy, I'd be pumped if he ever sold.
Jordan, Steve Cohen in particular. Jordan is in Miami, Florida. What's up, Jordan?
What's going on, guys? I moved to Florida a few months ago to be with my girl, and listening to you guys every day makes me feel right at home. So I thank you for that.
You got it, bud. Still with her?
Still with her, man. But no, you're right. The I don't care line gets you in the doghouse more times than not.
That's not a good one. And I don't care. I'm sorry. I didn't in that moment. Needed to move on.
See, but they always want us to be honest, and that's about as honest as it gets. I don't care.
Hold it. I got to let it go. There you go. I don't care. Hit me with it.
Exactly. So, Sal, I love you, but BT, this is for you, man.
Yeah.
I'm a diehard Yankees fan, and me and my boys have been trying. We need you to settle a debate.
Okay.
We're all hopeful and optimistic. I think Hal knows that there's a target on his back. He's got to, you know, he needs the perception to be like that. He's a little more like his dad than we think.
Mm-hmm.
I think he'll pony up and then try to get Soto back to the right number. But in the event that he doesn't, what's the lesser of two evils? Would you rather see him go to the Sox and have that rivalry renewed and have a real new contender in our division? Or would you rather hear Sal go with the King Cohen chant for the next, 5-10 years?
It's not exactly a good list of choices there.
I know. I'm sorry.
It's
a rock in a hard place, but you got to settle this debate for me and my buddies. Sal, I do a great impression of you and the King Cohen thing. So if the Yankees get him,
Let's hear it. Go ahead. We got Sal and Cohen. Go ahead.
I don't want to put it into the universe.
Okay,
but,
you know what?
Right, guys,
that's true. If it happens,
I'm big on manifesting, so I don't want to do that.
Me as well. Which is why I came up with the King Cohen thing. I'm manifesting.
I know that.
I'm speaking into existence, Jordan.
As you signed Montas
and
for 2 years.
Sal, people got to give you some more credit, Sal. I think people think you come in with a lot of hot takes and clickbait, but me and my buddy said after, and we realized Sal, he's right more times than not. So
I respect that from you, and thank you very much for the call. You are a smart, obviously, listener. If you pay attention, listen to the long game. It sounds crazy. And the reason why I don't do the hot takes is because of what I truly feel. Same thing with Rodgers. I'm not saying that to be combative with you, BT. And I think we agree a lot on Rodgers. But I just happen to I don't think he deserves the blame to the extent that many do. As it pertains to Soto, it was never a Met Yankee thing. It was always a belief in two things. One, Steve Cohen. Two, Soto and Boris wanting the most money. Until that proves to not be the case, whether it's Toronto offering more money, whether it's Soto taking less to stay with the Yankees, whether it's the Red Sox offering more money, until it actually happens, and we should have a resolution here over the course of the next 10 days, I'm going to believe that Soto is going to want the most money and that Steve Cohen is going to give it to him.
Now, you've been consistent. Yeah. There's no doubt. You've been consistent with this for a long time.
So what would be your answer to the question that he posed?
Yeah, I'm plotting this. I didn't forget it. Sitting next to you, that's got to factor in a little bit.
You know I'm probably going to lay off the gas.
Well, not for the first couple of days. You're not.
Eventually.
Yeah, eventually. You should see this guy's face, dude. You really are the owner.
I'll lay off the gas eventually. Yeah. It may take a while to get there.
This is even before my time. I'll give you my answer, but this is even before my time. I just remember seeing, like, maybe early days of HBO or just hearing Red Skeleton, the Man of a Thousand Faces. I know that's an odd, antiquated reference, but this guy is the Man of a Thousand Faces. When it's Cohen or when it's Soto or when it's something that he knows is going to get me worked up, you have all these contortions. It cracks me up. Your facial expressions are hilarious. All right. I think I prefer him to go to the Mets. I think between the two options that Jordan just gave me. I think I prefer to go him to the Mets. I see him go to the Mets because while you don't care much about the farm system and the other things, I actually think the Red Sox are kind of close or a lot closer than some people do to becoming really, possibly really good for a long time. And obviously Soto just helps that take off a lot quicker.
I actually agree that I think it would be more painful for the Yankees over the long haul if he signs with the Reds.
Yeah, and I think that the other thing, and I've always said, and some people really choose not to believe me, and that's fine. I don't hate the Mets. I swear I don't. This would allow me to hate them. And part of me wants to hate them because of you.
If you don't have to hate them because of me. I mean,
it would be the final push.
Nothing to hate here.
You know, rooting on those little Metsies a little bit here, hoping they can, you know, carve out a meaningful season. All right, then they start trying to take over with the music and the grimace and all the other gimmicks that they have. If he ever turned, you know, that kind of move there and was wearing a Mets uniform, you know, then I would have to go and I would embrace it. I would go full heel troll mode. And I'm not a troll. You look at my social media. I don't troll people. I don't troll on the air. I really don't. It's not my thing. I think I'll become a master troll. It's in me.
That sounds like a you
it's
problem.
It's in me. Well, that might be my solution. Yeah. I mean, you know, it would be a me problem, but that's how I would deal with it.
Even me, like, I would not troll either that way. That's why I say I lay off the King Cohen stuff. I think it's fun, and we had some fun with it, but I'm not, you know, I maybe come in and take a victory lap. Maybe two. I don't know. It depends what type of mood I'm in. But I wouldn't prolong, you know.
You know, whatever you did, I would
because you know why?
Be here for it.
You know why, realistically? Because it doesn't mean anything.
Like, yeah, I mean, if you don't get some pitching, you're still going to win 83 games.
Yeah, if you don't win, ultimately have sustained success and win a World Series, then what's it all mean? Chris is in Bayshore. What's up, Chris?
Yeah, hey, guys. How are you?
Good. What's up?
Hey, buddy.
Good show. Listen, I just I think two things can be true here. I'm listening to you guys talk about Rodgers, and I'm not a Jet fan, but I gotta go a little bit with BT on this one. I think he's been awful. I think that you know, your grade is a generous one, but I think the team itself. I mean, you watch the undisciplined penalties and the defense never really being able to, you know, stand up when they have to. But I really think Rodgers has been, you know, a severe disappointment, and the thought of moving forward with him it doesn't seem like it's going to happen.
No, it doesn't. I mean, unless you get one of those veteran coaches, and thanks for the call there, buddy. Like, you know, we talked about this, whether it's Rex or whomever, and they're like, yeah, I want him. Who knows what would happen at that point. But, you know, I said this, I did the pod last night, the Unkillable Pod. By the way, if you guys want to check it out, 11 episodes in already. Hopefully you guys can download or check it out. And I'm watching the game, and, you know, number one, I thought they were going to mess around and win, and I was very conflicted by that because I didn't want them to win. Like, yesterday was the first game I really didn't want them, where I actively did not want them to win. All the other weeks where I'm holding out, come on, Colts, the other get Cardinals, come on, win, just extend the season, win, the Steelers, where I'm rooting for them to win, they don't. It would have been incredibly ironic and painful if they would have found a way to win. So I'm happy they didn't win. And some people have different philosophies on that. That's fine. I didn't want to win the game, all right? But, Sal, there was a sequence, dude, where it very well may have been the worst, and this is saying something, the worst 5 minutes in the history of the Jets. The Jets go where they're at their own 38. They're winning the game, by the way, but it's 21-16. Adams gets the pass interference, which negates a 38-yard reception, right? Then you've got first and 10, first and 20, because they tack on the yardage from the PI. You get a delay game on Rodgers. Now it's first and 25. They eventually punt, and then it's fourth and 6. They're on defense, obviously. You got 12 players on the field.
Brutal.
So now fourth and 6 becomes fourth and 1, and then you have a pass interference. Now it's an automatic first down. Then you stuff the run on fourth and 1. You get the horse collar of Solomon Thomas with the 15 yards. Then the fumble, which was not a fumble. That was the right call. I knew they would reverse that. But then you have the Will McDonald neutral zone infraction before the Charbonnet touchdown. I mean, It was a laundry list of how you can mess up. They literally dotted every I. You want an offensive pass interference? Here you go. You want a defensive pass? Here you go. One jump off sides, be lined up at the wrong spot? Here you go. You want to improperly tackle somebody, grab them around the neck? You can't. Here you go. It was ridiculous.
But that's why I can't blame just Rodgers. I know he's the focal point. I get it. He's the $40 million man, whatever. But it's everything. And that's why I don't believe this team could be fixed with a different quarterback, different head coach. Yes, tighten those things up. And if guys don't want to tighten up, then get them out. I don't care who they are. Sauce, Garrett, whoever it may be. I'm just throwing out some names, nobody in particular. But then to me, they would a good coach, BT, will be able to come in and identify who are the weak links.
I agree.
And why this is continuing to happen.
I agree with that.
That on paper is talented.
I do agree with that.
That to me is the most, like, we focus on Rodgers and who's going to be quarterbacking, whether it's Sunday and it is going to be Rodgers. Ulbrich announced that today. Or who's going to be the rest of the season or who's going to be here next year. No, that it really doesn't matter. What matters is who is going to be calling the shots for the organization as far as GM and head coach go. That's the ultimate thing.
All you got to know is think about this. And listen, I'm sure some of you thought it was a little bit risky, and even I did. It was a Hail Mary. Like, you got to try to salvage the season when they traded for Devontae Adams. But at this point, there is a greater chance that Devontae Adams is on the Jets by himself than Devontae Adams is on the Jets with Rodgers next year.
Which would be a disaster because he looks washed. He can't get any separation. He's just not the same player. All right. BT and Sal back on the Fan, 888-808-1019, the number to call. We'll get back to the calls in just a second.
All right, so in addition to eating just way too much like an absolute gavone over the past couple days, you know, I watched more college football this weekend than I have all year. College football is just, for me, and really, quite frankly, college basketball, this has happened as well. I think it's a little different for me because I do St. John's and I do follow the Big East extensively. I don't know who the hell's on what team, and there's just no loyalty and there's no continuity. And I'm not talking about players getting paid. I understand that. It's no problem. But even like a couple of days ago, Michigan got a quarterback. I believe he was going to go to LSU. I saw Portnoy putting this out there, having fun. And they flipped him for like $10.5 million. $10 million to go play quarterback in college. It's an absolute mess.
That's what the quarterback is getting?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What?
Oh, yeah. $10.5 million to flip him. I think it was LSU to Michigan. Either way, I try not to let, when I do sit down to watch a game, I try not to let that bother me. Because if I do think about that, it'll strip away all the enjoyment. Because you watch another pro game. So I sat down at my in-laws, and I watched every snap of the Michigan-Ohio State game. It's the best rivalry in college football. I love it. And, I mean, well, boy, Michigan threw a pick late, and they had a wide-open guy in the end zone, and I think they were going to flush it down the chute. Ohio State was 23.5-point favorites, and Michigan won, as many of you know. And that one suit after the game with the pepper spray and the fracas, just absolute craziness. Now, here's the thing. They got to make up their minds because I don't see the value. I really don't, Sal. This is going to sound insensitive. I don't see the value in shaking somebody's hand after you play and knock the hell out of each other for 60 minutes. I just don't see it. You know, maybe it's different in some, like golf. You want to take your hat off and shake somebody's hand. All right, that's different. When you are in the trenches and you are hitting each other and you're talking smack that we can't hear on TV and you are, I mean, it is violent. Now you're expected for these guys in a matter of a minute to decompress and to have no volatility. So I don't even like the post-game handshakes. I think it's a waste of time.
I didn't even know that they do that.
Well, they get together and they congregate
like
or
hockey.
Whatever. No, it's not like hockey, but they do it in basketball. They do it in college basketball. They do it in college football. Is a little different. It's not like it's
hockey
a line.
Postseason, by the way. It's not like
I know.
Yeah.
No, it's not quite like that in the postseason where there's this procession of people. But it's more like this mass of humanity. Some will pray, which is great.
Yeah, whatever.
Whatever they're doing, dapping each other up. Some people know each other from high school, whatever. Everybody's
recruiting.
But didn't
it start because of the flag?
Well, yes, that's where I'm going. But this is all born out of trying to show people up and a complete disregard for sportsmanship. Hey, if you take your flag and you try to go to midfield and plant it, which, by the way, I'm kind of okay with if you think you can get away with it, but if you think that the other team's not going to have any opposition to it, then what the hell do you think is going to happen? Now, this is for a longer discussion, but the pepper spray and the reaction by the police,
ridiculous.
Absolutely
ridiculous.
Yeah, but
still, when you have that many people, I obviously heard about it after the fact. I didn't watch it live. Like, where was the game? Was it in Michigan?
Ohio State.
It was at Ohio State. Ohio State, and they stink with Ryan Day. or whatever.
They four straight games they lost to Michigan.
They can't beat Michigan. Yeah, but it's not just Harbaugh either. So that's, you know, that wasn't a convenient excuse.
Yep.
Now it's not. Anyway, you cannot go to an opponent's home field and expect to plant the flag.
Yeah.
We saw this with Terrell Owens years ago where he was dancing on the star.
Yeah.
He got his,
George, I mean, I think it was Teague who knocked him out, right?
You just can't. Certain behaviors, I mean, even though you win and you're dominating, whatever, you can't go there and plant your flag.
Baker did it. That's really where I think it started.
Well, and then people took issue with it. Like, obviously.
Yeah. I just think that if you do that, if you're brazen enough to go and grab that flag and try to spear it, now the horseshoe is turf, so it's not really going to stick in the ground like it might at a grass stadium, then just understand that something's coming your way. And I think it's very different than like taking the flag and, you know, going to the end zone and like whatever amount of Michigan people were there.
That
finding
might be different.
Planting it
at midfield.
Yeah, I mean, why don't you just take a leak on somebody's doorstep?
Well, I mean, come on, man.
Yeah. What do you expect? So I have no problem with Ohio State fighting back for that.
Yeah, I didn't either. I mean, the pepper spray stuff. You ever been pepper sprayed?
No.
Me neither.
Were you?
No. I thought you just thought of the two of us, maybe. You know, you've been known to be in a little more trouble than I am when you were younger. Have you ever been pepper sprayed before?
Not that I can remember.
Yeah. Dove? Okay.
Close.
No.
But I don't think pepper spray, it had to be a thing when I was younger. No. Okay, listen, don't make it seem like, I'm in the backseat of a car, a cop car. I mean, we had a couple of flirtations.
Tased?
I've not been tased. No.
Have
no,
you,
no.
Huff?
Whipped and chained.
Have you been tased? No.
Whipped and tased.
Depends. Huff, you've never been tased? I could see Huff sustaining multiple tases to get him down.
Yes.
It's like a big bear coming at you.
Yeah, I could too.
Like you
big
would need
bear.
To,
again, yeah. I don't recall any of this happening, so I don't think it did.
I think the first tase of Huff would be unsuccessful.
He was tased at the Christmas party last year. I think they
and they should have tased him before he kept saying what he was saying. He comes at you like Jason from Jason Voorhees. Like you just can't kill him. Or Michael Myers on fire. I could see this big jooch. I mean, taking like a team of four police officers and three tasers to get him to subdue himself. Oh my God!
BT and Sal on the Fan 888-808-1019. Chippy is in Queens. Hold on a second, Chippy. What do you got there, Huff?
All right, so Joel Sherman just put out an article. Again, I can't read the whole thing.
Yeah, I have the code, so we
okay,
can get
okay, good.
In
so maybe you want to read more of it. But the first thing is very interesting about the Mets. During my vacation the past few weeks, a plugged-in agent told me it was his sense that the Mets were not playing at the top of the starting pitching market for Corbin Burns and Max Fried.
Yeah, okay. Well, thank you. I mean, I told you that weeks ago without any sources. But yes, fine off. We appreciate that from Sherman. Did you think the Mets were
yes.
in at the top? Based on what?
I thought
based
they were going to go after a big arm.
Based on the fact that they have a ton of money, it doesn't make a difference who they get.
They don't want Burns. That to me was the biggest, do the math on it. Stearns doesn't operate like that, and he knew. We said it on the show. I said it. And you guys don't think I'm plugged in.
Snell? What about Max Fried? Like, I would think that the Mets would go. Listen, I don't like the Montas stuff. I understand that if you get somebody at the top.
Fried was the one name that I thought might be a possibility. But Burns, no chance.
Here's the thing is, I don't disagree with, go for these special
reclamation projects.
Exactly. But eventually you do have to try to get, an ace.
Yes.
Well, here's their rotation right now. We went over it before a little bit, but we did leave somebody out.
Oh, hold on. Who do we leave
so
out?
Senga, Montas.
Peterson, McGill, maybe.
Peterson, McGill, Budo, Paul Blackburn.
Blackburn. Blackburn.
He could be a solid. The Mets have a nice rotation of fours and fives.
They've got depth.
And I'm including Senga in there. He's like a three, man.
No, he's better than a three when he's on.
I thought he was a three in his first year anyway. I know he pitched like their ace.
I mean, I guess
I think he projects like a two or a three tops.
I would say like a lower tier two, not a one,
a
pushing two.
Like your rotation is loaded if Senga is your three.
Oh, if he's your three, you're in a really good spot. Listen, here's what the Mets need to do. And I know that they're trying, and what's his name? I'm forgetting his name. Who had the surgery, the pitcher?
Blackburn, you're talking
about? No, the young kid. Scott, right?
Christian Scott.
Oh, yeah. Forgot about him. He's out, right?
They need to trot out their next, developed horse. And hopefully it works out.
I do think they have a couple of guys in the pipeline.
I know they do. And I don't know all the names. I know some are highly touted. I don't know how many are going to be ready this year. I don't think many. You can get that on the Rico with Evan and Hoffa. Yeah. They'll give you all the names there. But that's when the Mets are really good, generally, it's one of their own that's kind of leading the way. That's what they need.
Sorry, Chippy. Go ahead. Chippy's in Queens.
Chippy.
Yes, BT.
Yes.
BT.
Yes.
I love about Sal is the man.
Okay.
Sal, you's my man. I miss you, man.
I miss you too, Chippy.
I speak your last year.
Yeah, so how can I forget? Of course,
I'm a moto.
Yeah.
I'm a moto.
Yeah.
So now, Soto, if Mets don't sign you, Soto, I'm in problem, bro. Yes. If Mets don't sign them, because I want to meet you, Eric, and Hector, man. And let's speak to them.
And who? Who's the other one? Oh, Hector? Yeah.
Eric.
Chippy, here's the thing.
What's going on?
Fantasy Freaks and Geeks. It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. We all know sleepers can win you championships, but finding these guys takes time. That's where the Sleeper King comes in. Let me do all the research so you don't have to. Every week, I'm going to break down which sleepers you need to pick up off the waiver wire and which surprise deep sleepers could help you win the week. Every episode, just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
Let's go to the end. Thank you for the call, Chippy, and do appreciate the love. I'm not sure. He said, I believe, if the Mets don't sign Soto.
Yeah.
Did he say don't or do?
I have no idea.
We'll have to go to audio replay.
Once he said he likes you better, I stopped listening, quite frankly.
I do the same thing.
Not for the next call.
Yeah, Sal, I like it, but this one's for BT because he's my man, Yankees and Jets. I'm like, okay, let me check the text.
You know how the game goes, dude. Is what it is.
Anybody tweeting about me? Let me find out.
But at least my guys, at least I know what they're saying. And I don't mean his accent. I don't mean that at all. I didn't really know what he was getting after.
I don't know if Chippy said we could go to the audio replay or whatever, but I don't know if Chippy said if they do or don't, but it sounded like he wanted to get together with me and maybe some of the fellow Met fan, former overnight listeners and callers.
Have a little party.
Which we've done a couple of different times. Yeah, I'm looking forward to doing that.
You a little funeral when you don't get him or if you don't get him?
I haven't really thought that through yet. He said if they don't sign.
Yeah, he sounds like a good dude. Yeah. He used to call the overnights.
Chippy, yes. I remember him, of course.
That's a good name, Chippy. He's definitely up.
Yeah, not as regular as some of the others, but still. I mean, yeah, and we'll get together, Chippy, but it's not going to be if they don't sign.
Yeah, why in the world?
Because I'm concerned. Yeah, I'm concerned what you would do to me if they don't sign him, because they've been saying that they are going to sign him. Mm. Like, does Chippy want a piece?
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
Chippy
if they
turn
don't,
on this
I don't
guy.
Know. Or does he want to celebrate?
I don't know. You think you can handle Chippy?
We'll get together.
I don't know.
I'm not
what
sure.
What if Chippy starts throwing down?
I'm not willing to find out. I may talk tough, but I'm just a little
frightened.
You're going
to bark or
you're
going to start biting? So you're going to bite it back. I don't know. I know you like to bark, but can you bite?
Call of the Day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
Today's Call of the Day brought to you by Volvo Cars Ramsey. Finding the Volvo you want is easy at Volvo Cars Ramsey and by Edison Heating and Cooling, New Jersey's heating experts. Tyrone is calling from Newark. What's up, Tyrone?
Hey, man, don't hang up on me, man, but this Aaron Rodgers has got to go. I don't know what this other guy see that make him think that this guy is serviceable. Hey, man, they already put the stat out how many times he had a chance to win a game. He hasn't done that, man. He is not the Aaron Rodgers that we keep thinking about. And then that's even the only thing.
That is true, Tyrone. He's not the same Aaron Rodgers that you keep thinking about.
Yeah, hold on.
He's 41.
And then turn around. He done said some things. He keep backtracking, talking about he didn't say this. He's a bad guy, man. He throw everybody underneath the bus. He would not take the blame for his mistakes. Man, we got
to
get rid of him, man. Nothing going
to
come with this.
Nah, he's gonna
he
be
set
gone.
The team back over 3 years, man, with this nonsense. We got to stop it, man.
Good call.
Just stop.
I'm sorry, Tyrone. Good call from him right there, BT. And the one thing I did notice at the beginning of it, I don't know if he was able to decipher our voices. And I've heard that before,
mm-hmm.
whether it's callers or just people. Do you think that we sound alike?
I think we both project a lot of energy, and we're both pretty forceful, and we're both pretty loud. So I think just like the intonation, I think is somewhat similar. I don't think, I mean, I probably ask these guys who hear us talk all the time. It's hard for me to
I know,
like,
I feel like we don't
compare.
Have to
I hate my own voice, actually.
Yeah, well,
I like hearing my voice.
Whoever likes their own voice. But
well, you
still,
do.
Well, I mean, I used to hate it. Now I can't get enough of it. No, but I never thought that we sounded similar. And then I guess I've heard it enough and I'm like, huh. I would say we look similar with the bald head, whatever.
Definitely look alike.
Yeah, so that I understand. But then sounding like that could be a problem because I don't want to be held accountable for things that you said, and vice versa, I'm sure. You don't want to be held accountable. You're like, oh, I didn't say Rodgers is good. This idiot said it. You have a comment?
You know what? I don't hear people say that you guys sound similar. You know who they Sal, you sound like?
Who?
Me.
What?
They think that you and I are the same person. When they call, they go, oh, Sal, I thought it was Sal. I'm sorry, Hoff.
Huh.
Do you, BT, think I sound like Hoff?
Talk about a downgrade from your perspective. I think 30 seconds ago was a lot better for you.
Come on. Really?
Sorry about that. Yeah. I'm being honest.
They think I'm the one answering the phone? I mean, I used to do that. There's nothing wrong with that.
No.
I love doing that. Uh-huh. Well, less stress back then, as a matter of fact.
Hey, I got
to
be honest.
You want to talk to Steve? Sure, hang on. Here you go. You want to talk to Mike or Chris? Here, hold on.
So put you
what's your point? I don't care what your point is. Hold on a second. Your phone line good? Here you go.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. You got a screen call as well. It's important.
I got to be honest. I've been told in the past that I have a very sexy voice, so you should take that as a compliment.
Sexy voice?
Yeah, I do. I've been told I have that too, but I don't know if it was the same.
You see the way he just accentuated
yeah.
too?
Yeah. Well,
like he tried to throw it out there in case we didn't think it was sexy. He wanted to make us think it was.
Girls, what was that? Even before I was on the radio, they like the voice.
Yeah. They like the voice?
The late night phone calls.
And then they met you?
Oh, I like it. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, and even then, they liked all 250 pounds of me.
Oh, man.
No, but it was like a little raspy
yeah,
voice.
Yeah, I get it.
No,
my wife thinks my voice is sexy as hell.
Yeah, see,
she's not alone either.
We were just talking about it before the break. I'm not going to bring it up, but I don't even know how we got on.
Wow. You can't bring up what we were just talking about. That's
yes,
a podcast.
Can. It's fine.
If you,
go for it. You bring it up.
Just one quick thing. I don't know how we got on the topic of it.
I love Marissa Tomei.
Yes. Well, that was the point. Marissa Tomei. If there were, I don't want to say like issues with my wife. I love my wife, and I'm never going to get divorced, and I am a loyal, loyal husband to her. But if something ever did arise in the fact, like let's say you had the past, the uh-huh. past, whatever it may be.
Yeah.
Oh, Marissa Tomei.
Modern day or back in the day, cousin Vinny,
the
wrestler.
Right now, modern
let me see what she looks like
I just
now.
Love Marissa Tomei.
I've always been a fan, too.
I've brought her up before. I'm like, yes. You know what, dude? You are dead on with that.
Yeah, she
looks a sports fan
still.
All?
We could make her.
Yeah, well, I don't know about that. Not that I'd be talking sports with her because...
Let's see. Yes, she still she looks really good still.
Yeah.
I've always been a huge fan too. She was great in The Wrestler.
Yeah, I liked her in that. I
did
loved
you
her
saw that movie,
yes,
right?
Yes, of course.
Did you see it in the theater?
Mickey Rourke
was in it. I saw it in the theater too. That was great.
So if you had a hall pass, you go on Marissa Tomei as well?
No, she's not my hall pass. If I had a hall pass.
Hoff and I not only we sound alike, we also choose Marissa Tomei together. Yeah.
Well, I'm not that dissimilar. I like her too. I don't know if she'd be the hall pass. I mean, that's kind of always been my default, but there's gotta be an expiration point on the Aniston stuff, right?
Yeah.
I mean, she still looks good, but I don't know.
I'm not just your. I'm asking you
I'm
the question.
I'm going to trade in for a younger version.
Well, that's on you.
I'm just saying. I might have to revise my whole pass.
I like Lorraine Bracco as well, even at 70.
Well, yeah.
Well, what do you mean?
Me too, but I don't know. At 70?
What's the difference?
I mean, for 30 years.
I'm 45. I'm not a spring chicken anymore.
No, I'm saying when she was 40.
Yeah, well.
I like her too a lot.
Mark is
definitely not the whole pass.
Mark is calling from Houston. Mark,
hey guys, you're cracking me up with this. I'm still recovering from the earlier call where the guy wanted Urban Meyer to go coach the Jets.
Oh, God.
God,
that's been the call of the day. The dumbest call of the day.
That's not old. But no, BT. I'm probably a little bit older than you, a lot older than you. Okay. I grew up with first the Mega there, right? Lamb Jones, Wesley Walker, Bernard King.
Yep.
Donnie and Big East basketball, right? And you know, I Louis was just such an amazing presence. I loved watching St. John's, and I guess the question for both of y'all was really that Mullen Walter Berry team. I think one year later they win it all. I think they just have the unfortunate being in there when Ewing was at Georgetown.
No question. I think if it's another year, I think St. John's would have been a national champ. They're not. I mean, they ran into that juggernaut. And by the way, it wasn't just, Patrick Ewing was one of the best. I think Patrick was one of the five best college players of all time.
Hmm.
Lou Alcindor is obviously there. Bill Walton is obviously there. You know, find a way to, throw out two other guys. Patrick was so dominant at Georgetown.
Does Melo make that conversation?
No way.
Okay.
No, not for me. Melo was great.
You going to be there for 4 years or so?
No, Pete Maravich, not necessarily is the criteria for it. I don't need 4 years. I mean, Pete Maravich would probably be there averaging 43.5 points per game with no three-point stripe. I mean, I could throw out some other names, but that Georgetown team, team with John Thompson. They also had David Wingate, Reggie Williams. They had other pros on that team. Yeah. I mean, listen, if you guys missed the conversation with Rick Pitino about Coach Karnisek, go find it. We'll have it on YouTube and the Free Odyssey app. I would just leave you with this. Like, as much as we're all going to miss Louis, it's just an amazing life, and it's a celebration, not a sadness at this point. There was a point, and that's, let's call the reference the period, St. John's was bigger than the Knicks. I know that sounds, if you're too young, impossible to believe that. It was true.
Bobby is calling from Mattawan. What's up, Bobby?
Bobby.
Hey, what's up, guys? Well, hello. First off, I got to say, I'm still waiting. I can't wait to call when Glaber does get that 5 to 7 year contract. Mm. But aside from that, modern day Marissa Tomei, really?
100%. No?
I don't know, man. I think she's Asian. She's Asian.
We all are. So sad.
Exactly. It's still Marissa Tomei. Like, what's the difference? I don't know.
When you
go ahead.
When you see somebody like Elizabeth Hurley, and then you go, I don't know, man.
That's a good point. Elizabeth Hurley used to be on the list.
And thank you for the call, Bobby. Why? What happened? Like, is she?
I think she's aged very well. I don't know if his point, but I think his point was that she's maybe aging better. And by the way,
I think the last time I saw Marissa Tomei in a movie was the Pete Davidson Staten Island movie.
Oh yeah, I saw that too.
Yeah, and she played his mother, if I'm not mistaken.
We're moving on to the mom roles here. Oh man! No, real quick before you get this line, that was funny. Just the look. How old do you think she
is? Great.
But I don't know if that's her now.
It is her.
Well, then she looks phenomenal. If that's what she looks like now.
I always loved her. She's great. Jimmy's on Staten Island. What's up, Jimmy?
Hey, I just wanted to say there's no way you guys sound alike.
Well,
BT sounds like a man.
That is fantastic. Jimmy on Staten Island. Jimmy! Yeah, what was that one caller who liked you better? I got my guy, Sal.
That was a good line.
That was a good line. Jimmy, he calls all the time, too. He's a big fan of the show. That was money. Well delivered.
I'm not going to lie.
Well delivered.
That one got me. That was a good job, Jimmy. That was pretty funny.
Yeah, let's be careful with judging how people age, too. We're getting older, man.
That's what I'm saying. Like, what are you guys?
Well,
Bobby's calling. You're like, oh, Jennifer Aniston. Like, what are we doing?
The thing that separates, and trust me, I'm not in the business of denigrating women, but the thing that I wish women would just understand this.
No.
I think it's something that I think a lot of people think. Like, I understand the psychological aspect of it, but the constant injections, it makes some people look worse.
Yeah, but like, I don't
sometimes
like that.
The natural aging process is fine.
I agree. I like that. Like, Kim Kardashian, to me, used to be better when she was before all the plastic surgery and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And, whatever. Now it's still fine.
Mm-hmm.
But, yes, I'm with you. I'm a more natural look myself.
Yeah,
but,
I mean, I'm pretty much the same way.
Marissa Tomei, to me, looks
I'm a big fan. Do you? Go ahead, Off.
We just saw Naomi Watts, the girl from The Ring.
We saw her in person the other day.
Yeah, she was walking down the street. Yeah. It was awesome. And she looked exactly like herself, and she didn't look like she was enjoying the same thing. She looked natural. That was perfect.
That's the way to go.
And she's 56, and I would still put her on top of my list.
You wouldn't do any Botox yourself? Your face starts,
If I was doing a lot of TV, I would do something for the lines. Like, not yet. I mean, maybe. Like, would I entertain it? I'd be less than truthful if I said no.
Hmm.
Like, if I was on TV every single day?
Yeah.
I mean, whether it's the lines on the forehead or the smile line, like come on.
I hate my new self. Like, I see it on TV, and I look back at the clips, and I'm like, God.
Yeah.
I used to think I was okay looking, and now I just look so old. And I'm 45. I'm not going to have plastic surgery. I mean, I don't get paid for my sports opinions.
No, but plastic surgery is different than getting injections. That's not plastic surgery. Plastic surgery is cutting and lifting, and no way I would ever do that.
Bob is in New Haven, Connecticut. What's up, Bob?
Are you kidding me? Your hall pass has to be Sydney Sweeney.
Yeah, Bob, see, to me, Bob, that's like, how old is she? Is she even 20?
Yeah, she's an adult. She's in her 20s.
How old is she?
But if you're going to use an all hall pass, use it on something like that.
She's 27. What am I, Bill Belichick? And thank you for the call. I mean, 27
is fine. What are you kidding me?
You're 50.
Well, I'm not talking for me.
Yeah, okay, I know that look. You fit, like, I'd rather go up me
Why?
At this point.
You'd rather go up?
Yeah, I've been with young. like when I was young. You know what I'm saying?
Getting weird, man.
Hold on
a second, Hop. Let's keep it real, Hop. Please answer me truthfully.
27.
I know you're happily married. I get that.
I love my wife.
I'm just here so I don't get fined. I understand, dude. But if you had the whole pass, you going older or you going younger?
Do I want to have fun or do I want to...
I want some experience.
You want a one-night all pass. What do you think that means?
I want to have a good time, so I'm going to go older.
I want to learn.
I want a vet.
Yeah, I mean,
I want a chance for Super Bowl.
All right, we'll get back to the bet starting rotation tomorrow, 10 a.m. Thanks everybody who listened and called. We appreciate each and every one of you. Thanks to Dove. Thanks to Hop.
Way are you going, Dove?
Having a teacher up next. We'll see you tomorrow at 10 a.m.